It's the Kim Komando Show podcast. Thanks for listening. This is hour two for the weekend of March 6th, 2021.
I don't know who thought that this would remotely be a good idea. I read about this online. The Pittsburgh Penguins, they had their first game in front of fans in about a year, and everything was going really, really great until some of the fans started taking their masks off in all the excitement. Or maybe like the mask wasn't on right, it was underneath the guy's nose. So the Pittsburgh Penguins had this great idea. You know what we're going to do is let's Photoshop masks on the fans in the crowd before we post the pictures online. Isn't that a great idea? And look at that. Every fan was wearing a mask the right way. I guess that they thought that it would prevent a computer virus. Oh, yeah, sometimes I just crack myself up. And you say, ladies and gentlemen and boys and girls of all ages, just an example of all the fun that we have here week after week. As we talk about living the best digital life ever, you can find us on 400 top stations from coast to coast and around the globe on American Forces Network Radio. So glad that you're spending part of your day with us, because you're going to learn just a bazillion things that make you smarter and more learned and your thighs thinner. And okay, well, maybe not your thighs, but you know where I'm going with all this. All right, let's get this hour started with some interesting items across my screen that you need to know about. And we're going to start with Facebook this time. It's no secret that they are really trying to get into the hardware business. They have the Portal, that's that smart display, the Oculus VR headsets, and they do have a wearable fitness tracker that's in the works. And you may have heard that they are now coming out with these augmented reality smart glasses. They're working with the Ray-Ban parent company, Luxottica. And we actually told you about it last September. So we really didn't hear a lot about the glasses until a few days ago. Boz Bosworth, that's his name. Wouldn't that be something? Boz Bosworth and Kim Komando. It sounds like we should be like a joke that goes into the bar. Anyway, Boz says that Facebook is considering incorporating facial recognition into those glasses. Right. So now they're throwing the idea around that you're going to be wearing these glasses, and as you're walking down the street, it'll be like, oh, that's Mike James. Oh, look, there's Kim Komando right in your glasses. And then you can see everything that you know about that person. Privacy or not, they say they're going to market as a feature that everybody has been waiting for, Facebook recognition. And by the way, if COVID-19 has forced you or a loved one to wear a mask with your glasses, you may be entitled to condensation. Come on, Mike. Come on. Okay, that was funny, right?
That was funny.
Okay,
yes.
Condensation. Do you get it?
I get it. All right. I get it.
If you have to explain it, then it's probably not that funny. I know. I'm sorry. All right, Gatorade is getting into the tech business. What? Yes, the GX sweat patch. $25. It's a patch that analyzes your sweat. Who knew? You can set up a sweat profile in the Gatorade app and then stick the patch on the inner side of your left arm before starting a workout. Then the patch will measure your sweat levels based on your workout and intensity levels. We need this for some reason. It's going to show your stats, hydration levels, sodium losses, performance. It'll compare those levels with your other recent workouts. They say that it's going to tell you whether or not you're getting dehydrated. It's available at Dick's Sporting Goods, both in-store and online. It's a real product, $25. But keep in mind, this is a disposable patch. Yeah, every single time that you wear it and sweat, $25. $25. $25. Yeah, I don't think we need that either. All right, moving right along. Yes, everybody's still using video conferencing software. Then some new features are always in the works. Microsoft Teams, Google Meet, Zoom. But there's one platform that we really don't talk about a lot, Cisco WebEx. But the reason why I want to bring this up is because it is just so darn innovative. It's just a matter of time before this particular feature comes back into Microsoft and Google's camp. So forget just those blurry backgrounds and noise cancellation. WebEx has real-time translation. It works with more than 100 languages. So if you're sitting there and you're trying to have a Zoom call, a WebEx call, whatever you want to call it, with somebody who speaks another language, you can have real-time translation just right there in captions right on the screen. I think that's really darn amazing. Arabic, Dutch, French, German, Japanese, Korean, Mandarin, Russian, Spanish, also Danish, Hindi, Turkish, Vietnamese, all rolling out between now and May. You know, it reminds me of, you know, what does a spider use to make videos? What does a spider use to make videos? Kids, you're going to love this. A webcam. speaking of new things that are happening, Zoom has finally come to the party with a way for you to blur your background. Yeah, for some reason, they haven't had this. Upgrade to Zoom version 5.50, and it's not difficult to set up. You click on Settings, top right-hand corner, look for the options as background filters, and then it has an option that says Blur. And I know what you're thinking, Blur. Yeah, that kind of seems like what's been happening for the last year in our lives. And finally, did you hear that Tom Cruise is on TikTok? Yeah, the 58-year-old movie star still does his own stunts, has these short videos performing a magic trick, taking a golf swing, and more. But it's not really Tom Cruise. The TikTok account at Deep Tom Cruise, deep fake videos of someone who has Cruise's face digitally superimposed using machine learning and AI. And I'll tell you, it is truly, truly a deep fake. If you look at this, you're like, could have sworn it was him. Really. Now, you might think that once it was confirmed that this person wasn't really Tom Cruise, that TikTok should have suspended the account. But TikTok says no. Since the word deep was used in the account name, Deep Tom Cruise, TikTok says, hey, that's enough to illustrate that the content's fake and it doesn't violate or TOS or terms of service. Still, don't believe everything that you see online, and I don't advise you starting your own deep fake account. And you might think that, hey, I can do this, Kim Komando. I have all the right moves, but it sounds like risky business to me. Yes. And what do you call a Tom Cruise movie with a hamburger in it? That's right. What do you call a Tom Cruise movie with a hamburger in it? Top Bun. Okay, I saw you laugh. I heard it. All right, it's inevitable. You're working on your computer and suddenly pages take longer to load, and that spinning wheel takes forever. You get the sinking realization that you're not going to get much done. Nothing's more annoying than a lagging PC. So let the pros at SolveIQ help. Their patented software works behind the scenes to help your computer perform better, delivering real-time optimizations based on your usage history. Because if you're sitting there trying to fix your computer, Google all the answers, you know how frustrating it can be. So that's why you can have somebody just come on your computer and they just fix you up in a jiffy. They have unique software that automatically checks for issues that could slow down your computer's performance. Multiple programs running at once, unnecessary files, all that clutter. Plus, for just a few bucks a month, you can call them anytime you want, as many times as you'd like. Wow. You get personalized technical support assistance to clean up your system, remove old files, update devices to the latest drivers, so everything will just work perfectly. I mean, the only thing you'll be missing is that new computer smell. So raise your PC's IQ with solveiq.com/Kim. That's solve, S-O-L-V-E, the letters IQ.com. Solveiq.com/Kim. Try it right now. Ease your frustrations. You might be wondering why you lost all that hair. Well, it could be that, you know, you've just been fretting over Windows. Maybe it'll all grow back. SolveIQ.com/Kim. All right, coming up this hour, we have our digital privacy tip. And, you know, it's happened to me, it's happened to you. You're sitting there and you're talking about something. In my case, I was talking about hiking Patagonia. I go upstairs and I never had Google search Patagonia hiking, never put those two words together on my computer ever. And then suddenly I see ads for hiking Patagonia when I opened up Facebook to check the show page. What is going on with that? So you might be saying, maybe Facebook is really listening. Well, there are three ways that you can make the listening stop. We're going to be going over that. And of course, we have all of your phone calls here on the Kim Komando Show. And by the way, if you ever have a question for me, you can always drop it in my email. I read every single one. And again, just head over to the official homepage of the Kim Komando Show. Yeah, pretty hard, KOMANDO.com. And at the bottom of every single page, there's a link that says contact us. Just fill that little form out and off it goes. Nancy in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Hello there, Nancy. Glad to have you with us today. What's going on?
Hi, Kim. Great to talk to you. I've listened to you for years.
Well, thank you. Thank you. So how can I help you today?
Well, I have security issues, and here's my problem. My husband's a real security phobe, but so am I on the computer. So we've got a secure router. We're doing a VPN. Everything is two-factor ID. Everything's updated. I have antivirus software, computer-generated passwords, the whole nine yards.
Okay, gosh, so, you're really going to town over there. Do you guys go out much?
Well, yeah.
Sorry, honey, we can't go unless we bring our Google Authenticator with us.
I've got that, too, by the way.
Oh, nice.
Well, anyway, my question is this. I was doing a continuing legal education course from home last week, and it was a Zoom webinar.
Okay.
I was invited to participate, so it wasn't just wide open to everybody. There was no access on camera. It was simply a Zoom webinar that it was occurring at the same time. My husband freaked out when he found out I was on Zoom.
What did he say?
Said, "You're using." Well, he said the same computer that we have our financial stuff on. He says, "You're using that on Zoom." He says, "The Chinese are listening." So I said, "Okay." He's freaked out about being on a Zoom webinar. And he said, "Maybe we should just have a dedicated computer for all of our financial transactions." And I said, "Well, it shares the same Wi-Fi."
just wanted to point that out to you, sweetie. I mean, you're so smart, and I love you, and I'd love you forever, but...
I know, but this would be a real pain in the neck to go to the computer every time I wanted to do online banking. And so I guess my question is it secure to use like Zoom webinar, or is there some other service that obviously it wasn't my call because it was the vendor for continuing education that set it up, but should I be avoiding that, or should I use a separate computer?
You know, you're in a quandary, right? I mean, because you are, because your husband said something that you just kind of glossed over. That in China they're listening. Okay. Now I don't know about you, and I'm sure China may be listening on my iPhone. There's not a lot of trade secrets that's happening in my world, right?
That was precisely what I said, that they can listen all they want. But his concern was obtaining passwords and crossing the line into financial information.
And I understand that. I understand what he's saying. But you guys are definitely following like security, not 101, like security 401. I mean, you're probably more secure than probably 98% of any security experts. You have it all locked down. What you can do is, if you are using Zoom, is that you, when it comes up to you and it says, "Do you want to download the Zoom software?" Okay. You say no. You want to because it gives you the option. Do you want to use the desktop software, or do you want to join in the browser? You want to join in the browser.
Okay.
Because then you're not putting that Zoom software on your system. That may potentially open you up to anything else. Now, I understand what he's saying. I mean, he's not a complete buffoon. I mean, he's a smart guy, or else you wouldn't have married him, right?
You bet.
Okay, so the whole idea behind having a separate computer is something that I have set up with our financial folks upstairs. And so they have two computers. One is where they'll do their Zoom meetings and their email and web browsing and whatever else that they want to do. The second computer is only for financial transactions. That's it. But my whole idea is I'm not really worried about the Zoom, because they do offer end-to-end encryption now. They didn't in the beginning.
Right.
I mean, when they first came out during the pandemic, there was like, oh, wow. I mean, like they had like a gazillion customers and they had no security. But now they fixed all that and they had to. But you still have some instances where there's somebody in China who's raising their hand saying, oh, you know, we need to, you know, we may be opening some things up to the government. I mean, if I was doing confidential high-end meetings, I would never use Zoom. I just wouldn't be using it.
I get that.
If it's just us talking about editorial calendars, or you're in a legal continuing educational thing, I wouldn't necessarily worry about that. So I would tell your husband, you know what? Thank you. You're really smart. And
Eddie is.
And I really appreciate you always worrying about us, because I know you always have my back. But what I'm going to do is just use it in the browser. I'm not going to download the software. I don't want to get a whole new computer, because that's a pain in my neck. And now that I have your attention, how are you doing on your honey to-do list? Because let me tell you something. Barry, my husband, just got settled in on the couch, and he had his in his man cave, and he had his like gin and tonic on the side. You know how they sink in on the couch, and he turned on, I don't know, the Twilight Zone or some weirdo show that he likes to watch, and he put that on, and I looked at him and I stood over and I said, "Honey," and he looked at me and goes, "Do you have like a detector? The moment that I get relaxed, you come in and say, 'Honey,' with that tone." And then I started laughing. I walked out of the room. I said, "Sorry, joke's on you. I was just kidding you." So, hey, thanks for your call. Stay right where you are. We have a new segment you don't want to miss coming right up. I'm so excited here on the Kim Komando Show. That's right. It's time now for Brand New or Not True. And this week is brought to you by NetSuite. America's ready to get back to work, but to succeed, you need every advantage. Smart companies run on NetSuite by Oracle, the number one cloud business system. Schedule a free product tour over at netsuite.com/Kim. That's netsuite.com/Kim. And that's right. You heard correctly. We have brought back America's national radio game show sensation, where you can play along and guess, is it brand new or is it not true? Because literally every single week we have thousands and thousands of new gadgets and apps and websites, smart this and smart that, that are announced in the tech world. And you know, some of these products are real standouts, making the investors and inventors millions, maybe even billions of dollars. Others, you're like, wow, I don't know why they ever put their money behind that. They get released, they're dead within weeks. And so many times the tech products are so crazy, outlandish, and you say, what were they thinking? Well, when playing Brand New or Not True, here's what happens, is we present you, the home listener, with three gadgets in the tech world. It's up to you to decide which one of the three products is brand new. You can go out and buy it right now. And which products, two products, are not true. They are completely fake. We have made them up. Now, joining us today for Brand New or Not True is Allie, the amazing Komando.com content queen. And Allie makes sure that Komando.com has the best articles, the best topics, the best reviews, and well, the best of everything. And today, Allie's going to present you and me with three products. And remember, only one is real and two are fake. At the end, I'm going to guess which product is the real product. See if you can guess along with me. See if we're on the same plane. So, Allie, are you ready? Give us your best shot. Tell us about product number one.
Okay, let's set the scene. It's been a year since we've gone out to restaurants. I am so sick of my own cooking. Yeah. I know we've talked about this, Kim. Just if we have to eat our own meals one more time.
I know. I'm so tired of chicken.
Oh, I don't want to look at chicken. Anyway, okay. So this product, if you need a little help in the kitchen, maybe you want to enlist your husband, who isn't so handy in the kitchen, but he's handy elsewhere. Black & Decker has got your back. Yes, that Black & Decker. They've got a line of 5 drill attachments. Okay, what? Yes.
Yeah, I was just going to say drill attachments?
Drill attachments. They're stainless steel, and they replace all kinds of little appliances in your kitchen to help you get kitchen, you know, cooking prep done a lot faster. You can shred that chicken. You can whip up some mashed potatoes. You can make whipped cream. You can anything you want to do. You can chop an onion with this thing. It's wild. So there are 5 different attachments. They do so much stuff. You can grind. You can grate. You can juice. You can chop.
Well, you know, kind of makes sense because if you have a Black & Decker drill and you have the right attachments, I mean, why have that stupid little mashed potato thing? Right?
You don't need that. You can replace all that stuff with these accessories. And you get the power of your drill. So it's going to be tough. Now, what if you're thinking, I don't know which attachment to use for what? That's where the app comes in. Of course, there's an app for everything. Yeah. And they've got an app for this. You open it up and you can see what each attachment does. You can get lots of good ideas for meals. They even have recipes. They're really trying to pump this thing up. So they did some celebrity stuff. You can make Guy Fieri salsa if you want. Mm. It also ties into your shopping list with the Amazon Echo. So you can add ingredients right there to your Alexa list. Okay, what's the bottom line? 5 accessories, comes with a nice little stand. It'll cost you
$59. $59. Okay, so product number one, the Black & Decker drill. And has how many attachments? 5 attachments?
5 attachments. Drill not included. Don't tell Black & Decker. I told you this.
Oh.
But you can use it with any drill.
Oh, they're so standard. Oh, okay. All right. Okay, you know, that's actually, that would, I could see that. That might be, and I like the whole idea that it's tied with the app. Okay, what's number two?
We're moving out of the house now. So a lot of places, because of COVID, they require temperature checks when you come in. So, you know, schools, factories, offices, airports, whatever. There are a couple ways you can do this. You can station somebody out front, and they've got one of those forehead guns, and they can take your temperature.
You know, my brother-in-law has one of those.
Does
I mean,
he?
Yeah, whenever he takes my temperature, like he comes into my house and he takes this gun. I mean, I had my head in the freezer and he takes the he's like, you know, your temperature is 93. I'm like, Bill, I was in the freezer.
Maybe not that reliable, right? And a lot of work if you have a lot of people coming in and out. Or you can use an infrared camera. Okay, those are pretty cool. Okay. Or you can let the Endersound temperature screening kiosk do all the work for you.
Ooh, big words.
Yeah. So you position this in front of your building or in the entryway. And yes, it takes temperature. So it's got a 2-megapixel thermal camera, can tell if you've got a fever or not. Great. It also can tell if you're wearing your mask. It's got a facial recognition system in there that can store up to 10,000 different faces.
Wow.
That means you can completely customize this thing so that only the right people can get inside. It'll unlock the door, open the turnstile, whatever it is, only if your face matches. So, okay, say you run a big company, you got a ton of people, put all their pictures in, then they come up, do the scan, temperature checks out, great, got my mask on. Yes, you can tell I work here. I can go in the building. For a visitor, maybe you want to get an alert that you have a visitor, and so you can send someone out to let them in.
Okay.
So you can set up all kinds of, you know, blacklist, whitelist. It's very fancy. It's very fancy. This high-tech stuff, it's a 7-inch screen. It runs on Linux. Maybe my favorite feature, it can distinguish between a real person and a photo. So if I ended up somewhere where only Kim Commando's allowed in, ooh, I couldn't take a headshot of you.
I like that. That's good. So it's security. So what's this thing called?
This is the Endersound Temperature Screening Kiosk.
Oh, okay. We're just going to call it the Temperature Kiosk.
There you go. And like you said, it is fancy, and it has a fancy price tag. This is $2,980.
Wow.
Yep.
Okay. We're just going to have, we'll just have you stand outside, Al, with the temperature.
With the little gun.
That's it.
Can we get Bill instead?
Oh, yeah. Bill would be really good. He loves this. He does. Yes.
He'd have a great time. Put him to work. All right. Product number three, we're going back in the house. Here in Phoenix, we are so spoiled with sunny days. And if you make the time for it, get outside, get your sunlight, get your vitamin D, super healthy. But if you're stuck inside and you're not getting your vitamin D, that can be pretty bad for your health. So you need the Beam solar powered light. This is so much better than those lamps you have to plug in. This one is actual sunlight. So here's how it works. You take the Beam, you hang it up somewhere in a bright window where it's going to collect sunlight all day long. It works just like a unit you'd put up on your roof, and then the power is stored in a battery right inside the lamp.
Okay.
Then it's strong enough that it produces enough vitamin D for you. So at night, once it's dark, you can turn this on whenever you want. Of course, you're going to wait till the sun sets. You can either tap a button on it. Yes, again, this has got an app, because what doesn't have an app?
And it will tell you if you have enough vitamin D?
It won't do that, but it will tell you, it will let you set up when you know, you can schedule the light to come on at a certain time. It'll tell you if the lamp is full, so
yeah,
the charge.
I could see that. I mean, have you ever been to Seattle?
I have.
Okay. I spent like a week in Seattle. I couldn't wait to get out of Seattle.
Were you really sad by day 7?
I was ready. I'm like, then I remember like we landed back in Phoenix and I was like, yes,
the sun. Yeah,
the sun.
Yeah.
So how much is this? What is this thing called?
Oh, this is the Beam solar powered light. This is pricey because remember, this thing powers itself. It looks really slick. There's no ugly cores hanging down. It's $419.99.
Okay. All right. So here's my decision time. Okay. So we have product number one, folks, the Black & Decker drill with the 5 attachments. 2, we have the whole temperature kiosk thing that's going on. And 3, we have the sunny days, the solar powered vitamin D light. Now, I'm going to throw out the Black & Decker drill with the 5 attachments because somebody's going to take off their finger in that. And so that would be definitely something we don't want to sell. 3, now so now I go between the temperature kiosk. I like the solar panel. I love the light because we always need more vitamin D. But again, I think we're going to be looking at some FDA approval, some FDA approvals there. So I'm going to go with number 2, the temperature kiosk, even though it's almost $3,000. I'm going to say the real product is number two. Michael, tell me how I did.
Kim, you are absolutely correct. That is the correct product. Listen.
Please wear a mask.
Yes.
Please pass.
I wonder how many of these are going to be selling in Texas. That would be the big question. All right, so next week, it's my turn, Al. Three products.
I'm ready.
Okay, two fake and one real. And for those of you that played along at home, what we'd like you to do is to post on social using the hashtag GoCommando. I won brand new or not true. Once again, hashtag GoCommando. I won brand new or not true. All right, it's time now for our digital privacy tip, and we bring together one of these for you every single week. And this week, it's brought to you by startmail.com. Yeah, I don't trust big tech, and you shouldn't either. You've heard me say for years that free email services like Gmail or Yahoo, you know, they're not really free. There's a big price to pay. That's your privacy. These free email sites scan, analyze, save details of every email that you send and receive. And this lets big tech create a very intimate, detailed profile of you so they can just sell your data to the highest bidder. That's what they do. And that's why I use StartMail. StartMail was built from the ground up with privacy and security in mind. I send encrypted emails with just one click, even if the recipient doesn't use encryption. Love that. And StartMail never scans, analyzes your email. When you delete an email, it's totally gone forever. So dump the spy mail and get your own StartMail account right now. Go to startmail.com/Kim. Try it free for 7 days. Plus, I've negotiated a huge discount for all of my listeners. Visit startmail.com/Kim and you're going to get 50% off the first year. That's the best deal they offer, exclusive just for you. Go to startmail.com/Kim. Start with the letter T. Don't trust big tech. Don't trust them at all. Go to startmail.com/Kim and sign up right now while you're thinking about it. All right, this week's digital privacy tip is for all of you that think that Facebook is listening, even though Facebook says they're not listening. Maybe they are listening because there are just too many coincidences. So step number one is we're going to tell you how you can check your Facebook permissions. I'm not going to go through the steps on the air because it gets really cumbersome, but you go into your settings menu. Number two is you can get a microphone blocker. I don't know if you've ever thought of this or you've seen it. There's a company called MakeLock that makes these blockers for USB and lightning connections. And basically, you trick your computer into thinking that a mic is plugged in, and obviously, it can't listen. Or you can go the MacGyver route, the DIY route, and you buy a cheap pair from Amazon of headphones, less than 10 bucks, and then you plug that in, you cut off the top, and then it won't be able to listen. We've got links to everything that you need, including those products, so look no further than the official homepage of the Kim Commando Show. That's KOMANDO.com. And when you're there, hit the link that says Kim Show. Okay. You know that whole tip that I just did? Do yourself a favor. Do your family a favor. You're going to sound so smart on Facebook if you do it. Just go ahead and share that tip out on your Facebook account. And stay right where you are. Flash is dead. And there's a phony alert that's making the rounds I need to tell you about here on the Kim Commando Show. Hey, out-of-date software and driver vulnerabilities can open your PC up to serious security and privacy issues. So let the pros at SolveIQ help. Visit solveiq.com/Kim. Once again, that's solveiq.com/Kim. That's S-O-L-V-E and the letters IQ.com/Kim. Robert in Cape Coral, Florida. Hello there, Robert.
Hello, how you doing?
Fantastic. What's going on with you, sir?
Not much. Just enjoying the sun.
Excellent. So how can I help you?
Okay. I saw an ad for a device by a company called SteerTech, which lets you add the ability to your car to have it park yourself. You get out, the car goes to your parking spot, and when you need it again, you push a button and it comes back to you.
That would be
kind
nice.
Of like something that Tesla does.
Yes.
And so my question is, it's an add-on, and I've been looking for add-ons to my car, which is automated. And I was just wondering whether these things work and whether they're practical.
What kind of car do you have?
Mercedes.
And what year is it?
2016.
And is it an S-Class or what is it? A C-Class or?
SUV.
So is it a G-Wagon or is it an SUV?
a GLE.
Okay, all right. So it's a GLE. Fabulous car, by the way. It's a great car. And the reason why I ask all that is because I buy a lot of Mercedes, just FYI. And one of the things that I noticed, and I don't know if you're finding the same thing, is that anytime that Apple pushes down an update, I feel like I need to bring the car in because Apple or Mercedes has to push down some type of firmware update to the car. That it doesn't always work. And that's my fear with these third-party add-ons. That make sure that before you order it, make sure that it does work with 2016 and ups, because I think it was 2016 when Mercedes actually had updated the computer systems inside the cars pretty dramatically. And like, for example, I remember I had a 2010 SLS. I love that car. I never should have sold that car. It's a car with the gull wings. And I could not get my iPhone to work with that car, no matter really what I wanted to, which is ultimately why I sold it. But because these are computers and they're proprietary systems, I'd be very, very cautious of any third-party add-ons unless I can actually see them working. I don't know if I would want to invest my time, effort, energy into them because of the Mercedes being a closed, and like many other cars, like Subaru even has a closed proprietary system, that because the cars have a closed proprietary system, that you're going to be sitting there with an add-on that may work, but then what happens after Mercedes or somebody pushes down another update, and will that add-on still work the way that it was intended and the way that it promised? That's something that you can ask this particular company, but I haven't had a lot of good luck with adding third-party products. I've added an Escort radar detector to my Ferrari that works with an app, and that thing works. On one of my other cars, I put a camera on the front because it's a GTR, and it has a very long nose. And every time I park, I feel like I banged into something on the front with that nose. And the G-Wagon that I have now, the Edition 1, is just a rolling box. It's just a rolling computer. And as I mentioned, it seems 9 times out of 10 when Apple updates with a new iOS, I've got to bring it back down to the dealer for them to take a look at something that's going on. So just be cautious of third-party add-ons. Wait until it's released. See how it works before you start investing any time, effort, or energy into it. And thank you so much for your call today, Robert. I do appreciate you getting through. Coming right back, we're going to talk about Flash. Yes, it's finally dead. So what's going on with these alerts on the web? I'm going to tell you more about that here on the Kim Komando Show. Hey, if you have 30 free minutes, you never have to worry about a break-in at home ever again. That's how quick it is to set up a security system from SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeKim.com today, and you're going to get a free security camera, free HD security camera. That's at SimpliSafeKim.com, SimpliSafeKim.com. All right, so here we are 3 months after the official end of life for the old internet icon. You know what I'm talking about, the Adobe Flash Player, and it's still making headlines, okay? What's happening is that hackers are trying to trick you into thinking that Flash isn't dead, that it's just out of date. So they create all these fake websites, fake news stories, and they use trending keywords so that Google indexes it. And you click on one, you go to the spoof site where you get a pop-up saying that your Flash player is out of date. And you're like, yeah, it is out of date. I bet you it is. I haven't seen anything with that. So over at Komando.com, we have some examples of what these pop-ups look like. You know, the hackers are right about one thing. Your Adobe Flash Player is out of date. Well, the reason why it's out of date, because it no longer works. End of story. End of life. No more Adobe Flash. Hey, listen, you want to stay right where you are, because we have another hour of the Kim Komando Show coming up. We're going to talk about Zillow. We have stuff that's happening in future tech you don't want to miss, and more of your phone calls here on the Westar Multimedia Network.